Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For thousands of undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts, life is about to get a bit easier. That's because state voters this week decided to uphold a law that allows people in the country without authorization to get driver's licenses. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Thirty-year-old Anna came to New Bedford when she was just 18 and began working in what's considered the top-grossing fishing port in the country. For the first decade, she'd walk back and forth to work in all weather, sometimes putting in 80 hours a week on the job. I spent 5 years processing crabs, she says. When it rained, I'd arrive with a dry pair of clothes and change when I got there. I need to work to take care of my kids. We're only using Anna's first name because she's undocumented and worries about immigration enforcement. She's a single mom with two kids. She says they always asked her why they couldn't have a car like so many other people. She says her son would say, "Oh God, Mommy, I'm tired of walking. Why don't you buy a car?" But she couldn't afford it, and she knew she couldn't get a driver's license. But Anna saved for years to buy a car, believing the benefit was worth the risk of driving illegally. Finally, 2 years ago, she bought a Toyota Camry from 2011, the same year she arrived in the United States from Guatemala. There's a sticker saying "Yo amo Jesus" on the front, and inside she keeps air fresheners and pink seat covers to keep the car feeling new. She says the car means a lot to her and her kids. Anna says her daughter told her, "Mommy, when I grow up, I'm going to work a lot to give you everything because I asked you for a car and you bought us one." Anna still works in the fishing industry, packing lobsters at a plant in New Bedford. But now she commutes, picks her kids up, takes them to appointments, and everything else life demands in her car. Whenever I get into my car, she says, "I thank God because he gave me the opportunity to own a car. I waited a long time. Now the time has come, and I'm very happy." And now she's even happier because she'll be able to get a driver's license. Opponents of the law tried to repeal it on the ballot this week, but they lost in a close vote. On Election Day, voter Diane Gardner in Quincy said she had mixed feelings about undocumented residents having licenses. That's despite pleas from law enforcement chiefs who argued it would make the roads safer.
I know that some of the police advocate for that, but it's like I'm afraid that that gives the undocumented that they have a license and they can vote, can't they?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just had my license renewed and they said, "Oh, good, now you can vote." What? I have been voting my whole life. What do you mean? Now I can vote?
That echoes an argument spread by opponents of the driver's license law. But the law requires the Registry of Motor Vehicles to develop policies to ensure undocumented people are not automatically registered to vote when they get a license. Adrian Ventura is a workers' rights organizer in New Bedford who's been calling for the driver's license change for 17 years. He says he's not surprised it was such a close vote, attributing it to misinformation around voter fraud and animosity against immigrants. Of course, Ventura said, they want to see us walking around. They want to see us lower than them. But the most important thing we have to remind them is that during the pandemic, it was us who put food on their tables. And Ventura says to do that, people need cars. Now that it's cleared the legislature, survived a governor's veto, and the will of Massachusetts voters, the driver's license law goes into place July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.